And so we can think like Jesus, oh, yes. Act like Jesus, be like Jesus. I had this pastor that used to tell us all the time, we was little Jesus. We're going to have to do it his way, people. And you know what else? The enemy tell a lie. The book of Revelation says he's the accuser of the brethren day and night. He make it seem like, oh, if you don't do stuff in the world and you ain't doing what the world do, you ain't having no fun. That's dull. Some people look at the spiritual life as a dull life.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
That's a lie straight from the pits of hell. It's no such thing as we got to do those things that the world set up for us to do in order to be happy, in order to have peace. Because he said, the peace I leave with you, the world can't give it, and the world can't take it away. The world can't take our peace. He said, the joy I have, the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away.
That's right.
So, if you want to experience real joy, joy for real, hook up. Get, like my pastor said on yesterday, connect. Put the plug in the wall. Connect with Jesus. Stay connected. In this life, you know what he told us? In this life, we shall have trials and tribulation. Then he turned around and said, many are the affliction of the righteous, but he delivers us out of all of them. If we stay connected, that's where the joy come in. You'll be able to weather the storm. He said, even in the midst of the storm, I give you peace. Even in our going through, he give us joy. Joy, unspeakable joy. I want my cup to overflow with joy. I don't know about nobody Amen. Else. That's what happens once we connect up and begin to walk after the spirit and not after the flesh. We begin to see these things happen in our lives. You know, that's good stuff.
Amen.
Once we begin to be transformed, we begin to think different, act different. We even look different. Once we in Christ, he said, we're a new creature. Old things pass away, and behold, all things come new. He even changed our appearance. Isn't that something? God will do it. He said, he beautified me with salvation. That's what he told me. He said, he restored our youth. That's what he told me. That's what the word does. It keeps you alive.
Yes, so
it keeps you vibrant. It keeps you fresh. The world ain't got nothing on the word because he said him and the world is enemies. The world want to do it their way. It might look like they're getting away with it. But the Bible say you reap what you sow.
Amen.
You're not getting away with anything. Nobody might not see you. Nobody might not be able to figure it out. But God said you reap what you sow.
Yes, Lord.
Amen?
Amen.
That's real, people. Ask me, I know. Ain't perfect. I grows into perfection daily. That's what he said, grow into perfection daily by reading the word, studying the word, transforming your mind, fulfilling the things of the spirit, not the flesh. Amen?
Amen.
That's why he says, study and show yourself approved. We got to change. Once we begin to do that, we begin to even think different. We talk different. We act different. We do different. We look different. Because 2 Corinthians 5 and 17 say, once you in Christ, you're a new creature.
Yes, Lord.
Old things pass away. And behold, all things become new. Now I read it. He said the word. Amen?
Amen.
He said, life in the spirit make us able to understand and endure suffering. So much is going on in the world now, all around us, in our families, with our children, with our lives, with our health, with our finances. All kinds of stuff is going on. But he say life in the spirit, once we connected to follow after the spirit and not the flesh, we'll begin to understand and endure suffering. You know, that's what Christ did. He suffered, bled, died, was whipped, beat, however y'all want to say it. He did all that for us. It's been done already. That's why he said it's already done. So we don't have to stay where we at. We can come out. That's what he said now, according to the word of God. That's what he said. He said, once we began to follow after the Spirit, we become sons and daughters of God. Amen?
Amen.
Isn't that something? Don't call yourself no son and no daughter of God and you're not walking after the Spirit. You staying in the flesh all the time, all the time. Something wrong with that picture. According to the word of God now. Something is wrong with that picture.
Yes, Lord.
And if you are son or daughter of God, he's going to lead you. He's going to guide you. He's going to direct you. That's something else about walking after the Spirit. You know, it's a lot of things we don't understand because we just humans. But once we begin to read the Bible and study the Bible, he says, study and show yourself approved. Let the word of God not depart from my eyes nor our lips. Meditate therein day and night, and we will find health and strength even to the marrow of our bones. Nobody don't have to stay in what they in. Nobody don't have to continue to go through what they are going through if we do it God way. He said, many are the affliction of the righteous, but he deliver us out of all of them. And when we come out, it's like we never been in. It's like them Hebrew boys. We don't even smell like smoke.
Hallelujah.
Even our hair ain't shrink. That's what he told me. It don't even shrink up. That's word. I didn't make none of this up. I ain't make none of it up. People, it's from the word. It's the word. It's the word. I'm excited about the word of God because it helps me. It helps me. He said, if we are their sons and daughters of God, we will follow after the Spirit. And you know what else he said? We can't fool God now. And something else my dad used to say, you can't fool God, you can't fool God. He said, we can't fool God. We can't fool God. We got to tell the truth. Amen.
Amen.
God said, we going to have to follow after the Spirit, and we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. We're going to give this over to Pastor Tyler Paul so she can pray, and we're going to continue this next Monday. Be blessed.
Amen. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Heavenly Father, I pray right now that you forgive all of us for our sins, iniquities, trespasses, transgressions, sins of omission, and sins of commission, and any other sins that we have committed to this day. Lord, we just thank you for this is the day for which you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I am thankful for the blood of Jesus, knowing it cleanses us from all unrighteousness, and it allows us to come boldly to the throne of grace according to your word. I am thankful for the power and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth to protect, clean, heal, deliver, sanctify, redeem, justify, and to make all things new. I apply the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth over our homes, and I apply the blood of Jesus over every door and window of our homes. I apply the blood of Jesus over the contents of our homes. I apply the blood of Jesus over all who enter in and all who exit our homes. Thank you, Lord, for our homes and the blood of Jesus over them. I apply the blood of Jesus over us as a witness for you, Lord, wherever we go. We will be like a city on a hill that cannot be hid. We will not hide our light under a bushel, but we will let our light shine before men, that they may see good works and glorify you, Lord, that is in heaven. We will give light to all those in our homes and our surroundings. Thank you, Lord, for the ministries and the blood of Jesus over them. I apply the blood of Jesus over our businesses and our jobs. I apply the blood of Jesus over our finances and possessions. I apply the blood of Jesus over our bills, our checking account, savings account. I apply the blood of Jesus over all our possessions and everything that we have and everything that we will have. Thank you, Lord, for our finances and possessions and the blood of Jesus over them. I declare and decree where the blood of Jesus Christ is applied, Satan can't enter. And I confess now that Jesus is Lord over our families, churches, finances, business, jobs, and possessions. No sickness, no poverty, no death, no problems, but Jesus is Lord over our families and our lives. And where the power and the presence of Jesus is, sickness, poverty, problems, and death cannot remain. Heavenly Father, I thank you for many things, and I am thankful that your word is true and established in heaven according to your word, that your grace and mercy endures forever. Thank you, Father, for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for being present with us always. Thank you for the gifts of the Spirit, the word of wisdom, word of knowledge, faith, gifts of healings, working of miracles, prophecies, discerning of spirits, diverse kinds of tongues, and the interpretations of tongues. We thank you for the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. We thank you, Lord, for being the wonderful counselor, the mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, the truth, the life according to John 14 and 6, the light according to John 8 and 12, the door, the blood, the bread of life, the good shepherd, the redeemer, the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords. According to your word, I praise and I thank you for everything you have done, for everything you're going to do, for everything that you're doing in our lives. I bless your holy name today, Heavenly Father. We know and we realize that on our own self-righteousness, we is as a filthy rags in your eyes. But your word says that if we confess our sins, you're faithful and just to forgive our sins, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And Heavenly Father, please forgive us for our sins. We want to be your loving and obedient child. We want to be your apostles, your spotless bride, presented unto you in a glorious splendor, without spot or wrinkle. And may each of us, according to your word, we want to be holy and without blemish through the washing of the water of your word and the acknowledgement that you are Jehovah that sanctify us. You will lead us to be your humble servants and to walk in forgiveness and gentleness towards each other, showing the loving of Christ as your body. Remind us that if we do this, we will exit out from unrighteousness and be your loving children. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Amen.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for listening to One Verse Ministry. And to correspond with us, you may call at 318-623-9503 or 318-729-0860. Be sure to tune in every Monday from 9:30 to 10 a.m. on KAYT KQJO.
This is KAYT-FM. 88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5.